Tomorrow, Saturday, 17th of October, is the 2020 general election. That is when the nation will decide, the nation of Aotearoa, that is beautiful, will decide who will form the next government, as well as two referendums that we've got running parallel, side to side, on the recreational use of cannabis and the end of choice, end of life choice act. 2019. We are joined now by Chief Electoral Officer Alicia Wright for a quick update on voting thus far and details on opening hours. And you know, there's always those last minute voting options. So welcome to Pacific Breakfast and good morning to you, Alicia.
Warm Pacific greetings to you all.
Fantastic. Alicia, let's get right into it. So far, what can you tell us about how many good Kiwis that took advantage of the early bird and the votes that have been cast so far?
We've had over 1.5 million people vote this election already across all sorts of different voting places across the country. And it's way higher than in 2017. So we're at double the number that we had in 2017. So lots of people have already voted, but there's still lots of people left to vote. So it's still time.
Yeah. I was just about to say, you know, how does the early voting this year compare to the, you know, the history of the previous elections? But you answered that for me. Now, in terms of Pacific and Māori, do we have any idea of the statistics data of Māori, Pacifica, especially around the youth that have voted thus far?
So we know that we've had about 78,000 people vote in the Maori electorate. So that's about double what we've had in previous elections. So it's looking like turnout is really, really good. We don't know how many Pacifica people have voted at this point because we don't break down ethnicity across the country. But what we're seeing in those electorates where there are large people from the Pacifica community that live, we're seeing good turnout in those areas as well.
Well, that actually very good news, because if anything we've been drumming on this show is we always say our Pacific people have been really good at enrolling. In previous elections, we enroll really well, and then we just don't turn up to the voting booth. So it's very positive to hear that this time around. Any particular reason why you think these numbers have, other than the elephant in the room being COVID, you know, doubled the way they are or behaving the way they have been in terms of the utilizing of the early vote, Alicia?
We've worked really hard to have lots of voting places out there. And I think when people see lots of voting places, it gives them an opportunity. I think people do want to get out and vote. We did push the real message of vote early, and it's a big election. And I think that's really important. It's a really big election to have your say. You do want to have your say about the general election and also on the two big referendums on end of life and cannabis legalization and control. And I think that's also eliciting a lot of interest, and people want to have a chance, because what we're going to see is today is the last day of advance voting, and then Saturday is it, 7 p.m. The booths open at 9 o'clock. They'll close at 7. That's it. Chance over. So one big last push to get to have your say if you haven't done it yet.
Speaking of that, how many polling booths are we will be open tomorrow up and down the country?
There will be. I'm just going to look at my exact figure because we've got a lot. There will be 2,567 voting places open tomorrow. So in your community, at your churches, in your community centers, at your schools, there will be a voting place there for you. They'll all be open at 9, and they'll all stay open until 7.
You know, as good as we are voting early this year and being active as a community, we're also quite capable of just the last minute people. So for those of us who have not enrolled and do not have the opportunity until tomorrow, tell us, I mean, what are the possibilities? Is it still possible to even enroll and vote tomorrow? If so, how?
Yes, and one of the big changes this election is that you can enroll and vote at the same time right through election day. So there are all sorts of people, myself included, though I have voted, who like to wait until the last minute. Tomorrow is the last minute, and if you've left it and you're still not enrolled, that's okay. You can go into any voting place, you can fill in your enrollment form, you can do a vote just like normal, and that vote will count.
Walk us through the process of once the polling booths have closed. What will then go on from there until we hear? Because we're hearing that unofficially we hear something tomorrow, and then it won't be confirmed until around November, early November. Is that correct?
That is correct. So tomorrow, election night, after 7 p.m., those voting places will shut, and you'll start seeing results coming through on our results website. And that will be all the people who have voted in advance and on election day who did cast an ordinary vote. So there's ordinary votes, which is when you haven't enrolled, for instance, or you've already enrolled and you've received your Easy Vote pack, versus those people who have a special vote. We'll count all of the ordinary votes and we'll release those after 7 o'clock. So you'll see those numbers starting to roll in and should be all done and dusted by 10 or 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Then what we'll do is we'll gather those all up and then we'll count them again just to make sure that we did it properly and to make sure that we've got those numbers right. And we'll count all the special votes and we'll release those on November 6th. But what we'll also be doing is we will also count, we won't count the referendums on election night. So on election night, what you'll see is the results from the general election. So the referendums won't be counted until after election day. We'll produce a preliminary result on the 30th of October. And on 30th of October, you'll see the preliminary results from the referendum. That'll give us some indication of what the official results will be, but you never can tell until the 6th of November when we produce the official results.
Just a quick question, Alicia. Why so long a gap between, we're finishing it up tomorrow? You guys got, it's actually about 2 weeks before we find out officially. Is there a particular reason? Are you guys trying to remove all the plus and minuses as much as possible? Or?
That's right. So there's a couple of things that are a bit different this time. One, we're counting the referendums, and so that's adding some time. All of those people who enroll on election day, we have to process their enrollments. And so that has to happen after election day as well. So that adds some time. The other thing that's happened as well is all of those overseas votes have to come back into the country. And what we've found is that in 2017, they were coming later and later. And so we needed to make sure that they got back into the country so that we could count them. So all of those steps mean that it's taking, it takes a bit of time.
So here's the question. What are the odds that the unofficial one that's going to be, let it be known by before midnight tomorrow night will not be the official come November 6th? Is there a possibility? And what are the odds of that happening from your experience?
So it's always what we have seen. I'll tell you what we've seen in 2014 and 2017, and that'll give us some idea of what might happen. Is that in 2014 and 2017, the results that came out on election night showed a particular result. And then when we counted the special votes, there were a couple of seats that changed and the party vote changed as well. So you can see, so that's the big driver. Remember, there's a party vote, and then there's the electorate vote, and the party vote decides the makeup of parliament. So in 2017, there was a shift after the special vote was counted where Labour picked up another seat in parliament. And so you just have to wait to see what all those special votes show you. You just can't tell until the day.
So in other words, use fizzy and save the champagne for November 6th. And don't smoke any cigar, just air until November 6th. Just in case you get excited, we get there, and the New Zealand Public Party is the winner of the day.
Well, look, we count the numbers and we just produce them. And that's our job and that's what we do. And so election night will give you some indication. The preliminary results of the referendum on the 30th of October will give you some indications, but you can't be certain until the 6th of November.
A very diplomatic response there. Alicia, before we let you go, we know that you folks have got a big, big day ahead of you. Any quick reminder, words of encouragement for our Maori and Pacific audience tuning in to get out and vote?
A big message. And can I just say, one of the things that I'm pretty excited about this election is that our enrollment is looking really good. It's gone up. And our youth enrollment has gone through the roof. So we had, at the start of the election campaign, we had 72% of our young people enrolled. We had a target of 75%. We've blown right past that. We're now at 77% enrollment, and we expect that will go up a couple of percentage points. So young people, Maori, Pacifica, everyone, have your say. Get out there and make your voice heard.
Wow, that is awesome. Alicia Wright, oh my Lord, Chief Electoral Officer for Aotearoa in this coming election. Thank you very much for your time. Wishing all of us the best. And yay, don't get excited until November 6th. Thank you again for your time, Alicia.